A German company has released a model called R1T2 Chimera that scores over 90% on DeepSeek R1 benchmarks using under 40% of the output tokens used by R1. Shorter answers allow for shorter inference times, and ultimately lower costs. R1T2 is built using an approach called Assembly of Experts. This involved taking several existing models, post-training, and then blending weights from the models. R1T2 is assembled from three parent DeepSeek R1 models. The European Commission is rejecting calls to delay the implementation of the EU AI Act. The law's requirements for general-purpose AI models take effect this August, and requirements for high-risk AI models will become fully effective in August 2026. The U.S. administration fears that the law unfairly targets U.S. companies, but an EU spokesperson said that the law embodies European values and is not part of trade negotiations. Meanwhile, the Indian government issued a call for proposals in January for building foundational Indian models. One challenge for AI in India is the 22 official languages and hundreds of dialects, which make up only 1% of online internet content, so training data is relatively limited. Also, the languages are ill-suited to model tokenizers because they often use complex scripts and agglutinative grammars, where words can be made up of many smaller words prepended or appended to each other. On the use of technology, a senior partner at the Boston Consulting Group says that merely introducing chatbots does not really transform organizations because you haven't changed the way the work is done. He underlines the need to find AI use cases that make humans feel empowered, citing the software engineering domain where he says software developers are now empowered to develop a larger range of features. An Irish Times article looks at technology in sport that helps refereeing, citing examples from tennis, soccer, and Gaelic football where the technology gave incorrect calls. The lesson is that, however advanced a technology used to improve an existing process, human error always emerges. Futurist Adam Dorr says that AI and robots will dominate the global economy in 20 years and put nearly every human out of a job. There will be no way near enough jobs for 4 billion people, and even jobs that involve human contact like politicians, sex workers, and coaches will face competition. Among the movers on the AI scene recently, LangChain, which started as an open-source project in 2022 to provide tools for building large language model applications, is currently raising a round of funding that could give a $1 billion valuation. LangChain was one of the first projects to provide tools to create language model applications that call web services, APIs, and databases. Meanwhile, NVIDIA announced two GPU-as-a-service initiatives, including a service that connects developers to cloud providers which offer on-demand or long-term access to GPUs. The providers include Amazon AWS, Microsoft Azure, and some smaller providers keen to have their services promoted by NVIDIA. Finally, dubious fact-checking standards and generative AI is causing concern around X. Elon Musk had called on X users to share facts that are politically incorrect, but nonetheless factually true. There have been several documented instances of Grok responding with disreputable content. For instance, Grok has repeatedly mentioned white genocide in relation to South Africa and questioned established facts about the Holocaust.